the rest of the story. He was our ambassador to France, and he had embarked on a quest for a machine. A machine. The degree of secrecy involved in his search is uncertain. We do know that he had learned that the machine was somewhere in Italy. We know that he had toured the country privately, unofficially, had made a 15-day expedition through the Piedmont, Lombardy, and Liguria regions for the express purpose of discovering the machine. We know that he, our United States ambassador to France now, had quietly, carefully recorded vast data on Italian culture. We know that he had literally risked his life by smuggling restricted substances from Italy across the Alps back into France. And still he had come up empty. He had failed to find the machine. So, the ambassador relayed instructions to his personal secretary and confidant, a man named William Short. The secretary, still in Italy, was by urgent request to continue the ambassador's investigation. Well, it was winter. At the suggestion of the informant, Secretary Short was traveling southward over the Appian Way. His destination, Naples. There, according to his source, he would discover the elusive machine. Stating that he was on a special mission for the United States government, he encountered little resistance. Well, weeks later, the ambassador received the communication for which he had hoped. From an armchair in Paris, he read that his secretary had located the machine. It had been discovered in Naples, as expected. It was called by the Neapolitans a trofila. Though a smaller diameter than the ambassador had imagined, the device was still enormous. Quote, the depth of the mortar is about 20 or 24 inches. The width of the mortar that you desired to know is marked on the mold that you'll receive. It was left with my banker at Naples to be forwarded to you, end quote. And so, our ambassador to France procured the machine which he had sought, and it was promptly shipped to the United States for the private use of the ambassador upon his return. Oh, yes, I say his private use. In fact, there's no extant record to the effect that anyone in the United States knew what the ambassador was up to. But this is the rest of the story. When our ambassador to France returned from abroad, he had in his possession a machine like none other in the New World. For many years, he used the device for the benefit of himself and family. And this in the decade before the dawn of the 19th century. You see, our ambassador to France, our foreign diplomat who so ardently involved himself in the culture of Italy, the man who made his quest to secure a certain mysterious machine, was to become in 1801 our third president, Thomas Jefferson. And the product which he introduced to America, the wonderful then anomalous delicacy that he brought to us, produce of the press of this mysterious machine, has since emerged into ubiquity. Spaghetti. Spaghetti. The trofila was a spaghetti-making machine. And now you know the rest of the story.